Hi there, welcome to Halos of Home, a Radio Mariam podcast. I'm Serena, and for today's episode we have Gohar. Could you introduce yourself to us, please, John?
Hi, Serena Jan. So I'm Gohar, I'm 22. I came from France. I was born in Armenia, but I left Armenia. But my dream was one day coming back here for discovering again my country, because when I was in France, even every day, my moms and dad, they are like, before leaving the house, knows that we are Armenian and you have some rules to respect. They teach me what is being Armenian, but I didn't know what is Armenian. So that's why I decided to come to Armenia to discover what is Armenia and who I am as Armenian.
Yes.
You know, I know who I am as a French Armenian in France, but who I am as an Armenian. So that's why I came here with birthright, and now I'm volunteering since September. It's been like 10 months that I'm volunteering, and I will leave in 1 month.
Super cool that we get to talk about home together from your extremely Armenian perspective. Question one, you define home as the feeling of being with the right people. How do you know if you're with the right people or not? Are some people right and others are not right? How would you differentiate?
So for me, I define home is people. Why? Because when you go somewhere, to a city or to a house, it's someone's city and someone's house. So people of that era, of that house, of that city or country, define the city, the country, and the house. Which means when I came to Armenia, I understood that Armenia, it was my home. Why? Because there is a lot of Armenians. They share the same culture and language than me. And they know the same history than me, the same past. When I'm in France and I'm speaking about the Armenian genocide for explaining why I'm in France, I understand that France is not my house, because I am there because of some situation that happened in the past. But normally, I should have to be in Armenia because I'm Armenian. That's why for me, a country is defined, or a home is the people who compose that home or that country. In French, it's a little bit different because French is a multicultural country. So French is everyone's home, if I'm right. But Armenia, for me, it's Armenian's home. I don't know if you understand what
I mean. Because of the history?
Because of the history. Because French is not in the danger of disappearing. We Armenians and the country is in the danger. Every second, our neighbors want to make war with us or take our lands, you know, and we have to keep that home. That's why people define home, because in my opinion, everyone left Armenia for having good life in France or in United States. I don't blame them. I understand them. But I grown up in France. And when you grow up to another country, you consider that country as your house, but everyone are every day remembering to you that, don't forget, it's not your house. Your house is Armenia. And you understand, okay, I have a land who is waiting for me, where my ancestors are from, and I have to keep that home, you know, because I can lost it. That's why, for me, home is people, you know. And it's not there is a right or wrong people, but I think each person, when you go somewhere, you will find someone similar like you. This is my opinion. If you think that people are crazy or idiot, think about yourself. Maybe you are crazy and you are idiot. That's my opinion. That's why home is people. I mean, there is not a wrong person, you know? For example, I have a friend. She is a super nice person for me, but she can be a wrong one for another person, you know? It depends of your boundaries, of the way that you have connection with that people, you know?
With there being no wrong person, at the same time, how I understood your thinking is that Armenia, yes, people define what home is in Armenia, but not everyone. Is that correct? Did I understand that correctly? That it's a home for Armenians because of their history, but for someone who's an outsider, then Armenia is not necessarily home for them, and they don't get a say because they're not Armenian. Is that the understanding?
For me, Armenia, land Armenia, is the home for Armenians. It's their home. Others who don't have Armenian roots, they are welcome to Armenia. But I don't think that they can define Armenia as a home, because, for example, an Italian cannot say Armenia is my home country. It's Italy. Maybe the person is born in Armenia. Yes, he has Armenian roots. But, for example, you or people who are not born in Armenia, they have Armenian roots. For me, the home, as I can define, is Armenia, you know, when you enter to your home, to that country. Because, in my opinion, we have all roots from a country. My root is from Armenia, that's why I'm Armenian. Italians from Italia. Why I'm saying that? Because there is a lot of people, community, that they don't have countries. They had countries before, but other people took their country from them. For example, Kurdish people or Assyrian people. They are all old peoples like Armenians. They lost their country. I'm not saying they lost their home, but they took from them their home, you know? Now they are fighting for their home. I have a lot of friends, they are Assyrians. They are from Iraq, Syria, or Iran. But where they live, in Iraq, in Syria, and in Iran, they are discriminated. That's why Armenia is the home for Armenians, and I think that they will not be discriminated. And I'm happy to say that Armenians, they don't discriminate as much as others. For example, here you have Assyrian communities, Yazdi communities, but they are free, you know? They have their own villages. But I think it came from Armenian history. Why we accept them? Because we know what is not having home. That's why for me, Armenia is a home. Even if I live in France, even if I live in the United States, Armenia will always be my home. If one day I left France or someone tell me, you have to leave France, but where you will go? It's Armenia, you know, because it's my home. I can't say Italy because I don't know Italy. How I will live there? Armenia is the country where I will live, you know. Where I say that if France didn't exist, I will be in Armenia. You know that you have a home.
I think it's also about personal responsibility, because if home is about protecting the homeland, an Italian who doesn't have any connection to Armenia, they might care more about Armenia and they might do more work to help protect the Armenian homeland as compared to someone who has Armenian roots but who does not care at all. So I think there's also that personal responsibility that each person has to decide for themselves, whether they're Armenian or not, whether they're going to pursue fighting for the homelands.
Yes, you're right. I agree with you. I want to say just every Armenian knows that they have country, because unfortunately nowadays there is a lot of people who doesn't have country anymore. 2020, people from Artsakh, they left Artsakh. They don't have home anymore. Armenia is their home. They welcome them, but it's not Artsakh. You know what I mean? They are Armenians, but they lived in Artsakh. And they lived in Artsakh since decades. And one day someone came and said, okay, this is my land. Live. They left everything. Home, memories, families, childhoods. You know, that's why I'm saying we are happy that we have Armenia as a country. The country is defined by the people who live there. That's why for me, Armenian is the country where it's the most
hospitable.
Yeah, in my opinion.
How do you understand Armenian hospitality? Could you explain that? What do you mean?
When you came to my house, you will never leave my house without eating. Like that. In France, I think that you know, I went to some friend's house in France. Coffee, some fruits, home. When you go to an Armenian house, you have to eat dinner, breakfast, coffee, everything. And even they make sure when you leave to give you some food that you can eat at your home. You know, when you go to someone's house, you don't feel like you are not from that house. You feel like you have been there since decades, you know, like you live there. Because they try to do everything to make you feel comfortable. And because, I don't know if you noticed, but in Armenia, there is not a lot of stranger. In France, you have Armenians and people from other origins, you know, they have other roots. In Armenia, the majority of the population are Armenian.
It's monoethnic, for the most part.
And when Armenia sees another person coming to Armenia, being interested by his country, he's super happy. He wants to do everything for making him feel comfortable. Even when I need, for example, one little thing, you know, I'm asking someone that I didn't even know. I asked him, please, can you drive me there to that place and then I will go by myself? He was like, no, I will come with you, the place that you want to go, for being sure that you are safe. They are not like, oh, okay, you want, I can put you here and you can go alone. Armenians want to be sure that the person who came to their house, they are safe, in a safe place. And even when they leave, they are safe again. Because I don't know if you noticed, I noticed it. It was a little bit strange for me. When I left my friend's house, who is Armenian, she said, okay, when you came home, please call me. Why? I'm at home. She's like, no, for being sure that you are safe and you came home, everything is fine. I'm like, okay. And that's the Armenian hospitality. You will never be alone. Never. Mm. Even when you need help, I'm 100% sure that you can find that help.
Would that apply to someone who's living in Armenia or anyone who's visiting?
Anyone, everyone, everyone. If you are a tourist or they notice that you are not Armenian, they will do it 100 times more because they want to impress you. Because Armenians have that curiosity, you know? You know, who is that person? Why is he coming to my country? But in the good way, you know? So when you go to a market, for example...
Vernissage?
Not vernissage, but like for buying some fruit. Vernissage is for tourists. But for example, buying some fruits, you don't speak Armenian. You are like, okay, I'm from another country. They are like, oh, try this, try that. And they don't even ask you to pay. Or I'm working at the law firm, new client, they are calling to the main lawyer and he's giving them law advice for free. I'm like, why? Friends, it's not like that. You have to come to the office to pay and then we will give you the advice. But here is like, but she's a human. She needs help. So I help him or her. That's the hospitality. You feel secure, you know? In Armenia, even when I'm outside at the night, I never feel uncomfortable because I know that nothing will happen to me, you know? There is not a high rate of criminality here.
No, there isn't. And people joke that we're more afraid of the stray dogs than men or people who can hurt us.
You are not harassed by men here because, first, it's because there is respect for women. And second, they think that you have a brother or a father with whom they will have a problem.
That's true. That's a good point.
As an Armenian, I have never feel uncomfortable. Maybe if you're a stranger or they can try something, but I don't think that they go so far, you know?
Okay, I have a specific question. So you're from Hayastansi parents, meaning that your parents are originally from Armenia. However, you're also a diasporan Armenian like me in the fact that you grew up in France. And in my case, my mother is from Iran, my dad is from Jordan, his family is from Western Armenia. So my family, they're not Hayastansi. I'm wondering, does the fact that you're Hayastansi, do you think that this makes you have a more favorable opinion of Armenia than someone like me who doesn't actually have roots in Armenia based off of my parents and the more recent generations?
People who are not Hayastansi. I'm a real Hayastansi. I defend myself as a Hayastansi. Why? Because I came to Armenia every summer when I was young, you know? So I have that culture. But people who are not Hayastansi, I think that they discover Armenia. They maybe have an imagination of what is Armenia before coming in Armenia, so it can be a little bit rude for them to discover that maybe it's not like how they imagine. It's different. So they can have different opinion just because they discover. But as I'm a Hayastansi, I understand that I can say, okay, there is this problem in Armenia. I know there is a lot of problem in Armenia.
Yeah.
As in every country. Armenia is not the only country that there is a problem, you know? In France, there is a problem. In United States, everywhere in the world, there is a problem. But Armenia, as I said, is my home. So when I speak about my home, I can say, oh, this is bad, you know? You cannot live somewhere and say, oh, I don't like. So why you live there? So I understand that Armenia had a lot of problems, but that problem, we can solve them. I don't have a big problem now. Mm. The only problem that I noticed is the salary for me, in my opinion. But I think it's something that working or, I don't know, you can solve the problem, you know. I can say bad things about Armenia. There is a lot of problem, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can say bad things where there is no problem. Armenia has its own problems. French's home. But I love my home and I can say bad things about my home.
I wonder if Hayastansis have an easier time seeing Armenia as their home than diasporans who don't actually have roots in Armenia.
In my opinion, it's a little bit different because I consider myself as Hayastansi, but I'm not from Hayastan, I'm from France. But I value more Hayastan than Hayastansis who live in Hayastan because they are like, oh my God, there is a lot of problem. I want to leave the country, blah, blah, blah. But me who lives in France and who knows what is not being in your home, I'm like, okay, there's a problem. a lot of problems, but this is my house. This is my home. And I have to be here. I have to be a part of Armenia that will grow after, you know? Because honestly, I want my kids to grow here. But I can't come and say, oh, this is a bad country. You know, I'm like, okay, what can I do for making better this country? I had this discussion one day with a local Armenian. Someone that after I know that he was from politics. The question that I asked him was really easy. What can I do for making better around me? Always the answer was, it's because of the prime minister of Armenia that in Armenia there is a lot of problem. So that's why people are focused on politics. It's everyone's fault, but not them. You know, it's so easy. If my shoes is too big for me and I bought it, it's not my fault. Politics. That's the Armenian default. They are blaming everyone, but not them. Or, unfortunately, we are now, our generation changed it. But before, when we are speaking, we are always trying to make us as a victim. You know what we lived, Armenians? Well, we know the story, but we have to be more strong than just the victims, you know? I can see myself as a victim. I can grow kids and saying, you know, we are a victim. Genocide.
Yeah. Oh,
we have been a victim of genocide. Yes, but we have to grow. We have to make a better country. If an Armenian didn't think about his own country, no one will do it for him. And what I noticed in Armenia, there is no law in Armenia. There is a lot of law, but people don't respect. The most soft things that I can say is the seatbelt. Putting the seatbelt. I'm like, why don't put the seatbelt? The law is you have to put your seatbelt or cross the road when you're allowed to cross. Here they cross the road as they want. So I'm saying that they don't put seatbelt. You know, the most tiny thing that I can say, not respecting law. Because they feel like it's their house. They are like, okay, it's the country. It's your house. But please keep your attention to your house, you know. What I noticed, people are throwing the trash, not on the trash bag.
Yeah.
But
that's
outside.
A big problem in Armenia, sadly.
Like, but it's your house. Do you put your trash in front of your living room? It's the same thing to do, you know? One day, host mom, Dick and Nelly, she was super angry. I'm like, what happened, Dick and Nelly? Why you are so angry? They try to disturb people from Shirak region to sell their meat in Yerevan. People don't respect hygienic norms. They go to Yerevan, put their meat outside, and they try to sell them. But the government is saying, no, you will stop that. Because, first, you don't respect hygienic norms, which is really dangerous for people who will eat the meat that you sell. So the policemen go to them and ask them to leave. They are like, no, we are not going to leave. So the policemen took them out from here by forces. And Tiki Nelly was really mad. Why you are mad, Tiki Nelly? They don't let people to earn money. People cannot eat in this country, cannot earn money, blah, blah. They don't allow people to work. And I'm explaining her. You said that there is no law. But when the law is applied, you are complaining. That's not normal, you know? I was trying to explain that. Because in Armenia, I was like, this is not a country of law. There is. I work in a law era in Armenia. And there is a lot of good laws, necessary laws, that should be respected. But when they are applied, people complain. And they are not. They are again complaining. And that's why I understand that some of our Nazis don't see Armenia as a country that we need to keep, but this is my father's house, like a teenager's room for them.
It's so interesting because they acknowledge their so-called right to be in this country because of their link with their family, their roots being Armenian, but not really their responsibility aspect of, okay, let's actually all come together and be responsible for this country, for its future. Let's maintain cleanliness, let's maintain lawfulness. It's interesting.
Yeah. Hayastansis are doing that. But me, I'm not from Hayastan. I consider myself as Hayastansi. I know that it's important to keep that country.
Of course.
And a lot of diasporans people need to come back to Armenia. Because I understand maybe Hayastansis lives here, the problem, like daily life, they don't think about.
I want to steer the conversation. So with your responsibility and your link with Armenia, is this related to hospitality? When you think about what you would like to give back to Armenia, is it that you want to carry on this legacy of hospitality? And do you think that every Armenian has a unique connection to hospitality, even if it's a diasporan?
For me, hospitality is a tradition in Armenia. It's the way that they are, you know. I don't know an Armenian without hospitality, even a little bit. I think it's because of the Armenian genocide. Why? Because people, they spread around the world, and some, they lost their families, house, and that's why they want to keep that solidarity. For me, hospitality is solidarity also, mm-hmm. because you came to my house, I will do everything for you to feel comfortable, because I know what is losing house. I don't want you to feel that you are not like in your house. I think it's William Sarayan said once, if two Armenians in the world meet one day, they will create a new Armenia. It's like that. It's the hospitality. Why, if two Armenians meet somewhere in another point of the world, they will make a new Armenia? It's because of that hospitality. Because they need to share. Because they need to do everything for the person in front of them feels better. For example, just 2 weeks ago, when I was in Greece, at the same hotel that I stayed, there were another Armenian family. Just in 2 hours, my dad and the men of that family, they became best friends. My mom with the mothers of others and me with the kids. And during 10 days, we were like, we know each other since years. Calling each other, you want to eat, you want to come with us. We try to keep the contact. And now we have contacts. They are from Czech Republic. My dad is like, okay, so now we are friends and maybe one day we will meet them. You know, new friends. And that's fantastic.
But I also think you can't expect that to happen from every interaction, because you need openness on both sides, and not necessarily every Armenian is going to be open to you just because you're Armenian.
Yes, I agree. It's not something that happens necessarily. But it's something that happens often. People are different, you know. Maybe you don't like to talk to people. You don't like to keep contacts. I don't want to generalize it. But in general, when two Armenians met somewhere, they became friends. Mm-hmm. For example, one day I was in Paris. I saw a grandpa. And I have a detector, you know. I detect every Armenian. I can see the people's face and say if they are Armenians or not. The eyes are speaking. And I saw that grandpa, I was in Paris alone. I saw that grandpa and I felt that he's so lost. I went to him, speak him Armenian. I didn't know that he was Armenian, but I was sure that he is Armenian. I was like, hi, you speak Armenian? Yes, I'm Armenian. I came from Ukraine. Now I don't know what to do. I feel lost. There's nobody to help me. I'm like, okay, what I can do? I know that the only thing that I can do is that I can speak French. So during that 5 hours that I had to wait for my train, I did everything that he will take by the French services from immigration. I talked to them. I was like, you need this paper. I was translating. You know, he's lost. He don't know speaking to whom, you know. That's why I'm saying, personally, when I see an Armenian in difficulties, he needs help. Mm-hmm. I cannot be like, oh, I didn't see him. I need to help him, because at the night when I'm going to sleep, I will be like, but why I didn't help him if I can? Why?
So you can't turn the blind eye to Armenians when they're in suffering mm-hmm. or when they need help. And that relates to responsibility. How can we be responsible towards loved ones in a light way that doesn't feel burdensome?
I don't know if I will answer to your question, but when I came to Armenia, I know that I had the responsibility to do my best. I had the responsibility that my country will be clean.
Yeah.
I will not throw my trash outside. If I do a job, I had the responsibility to do that job well, because yeah. I will impact to someone's life. If I do bad my jobs, people will think, oh, in Armenia, people are not so professional. I think when you're in Armenia, represent Armenia. You represent your country. In Yerevan, for example, there is a lot of tourists. At the law firm where I was making my job sites, there is a lot of people who are from another country. If I don't do my job well, they will not say, oh, she didn't do the job well. They will say, in Armenia, people are not doing their job well. You represent the country.
What about when it comes to responsibility towards loved ones? So more relationally focused.
When I was in Gyumri, I met a lot of new friends, local friends. I think when you love the people, even in Birthright, I met a lot of fantastic person. Your responsibility is also make them feel comfortable. For example, I know that I'm an high astante, if I can say. When I see someone who is coming in Armenia the first time, maybe he is lost, I try to speak with them, saying, you know, chill. I try to introduce him or her with my local friends, because there is a lot of people in Gyumri that never left Gyumri. For them, it's strange. For example, 5 girls come to the restaurant and drinking wine. For them, it's fantastic. I'm like, no, you know, you have to accept it. We are different. Or sometimes here people are thinking if she's stranger, then everything is okay. We can do everything with her. We can flirt, we can speak to her. She will never be upset or shy or, I don't know, sad. But that's not true. Especially Armenian men, they are trying to say that Armenian women is God. They are super special, precious. Girls from another country, they are more easy. We can speak to them. You know, they will not approach to an Armenian wife outside, but they will approach if they think that you are not Armenian. Or in Gyumri, maybe now it changed. If you are outside late, they will think that, oh, means you don't have home, so you are outside, so we can speak with you. But my responsibility, for example, was I have a lot of friends who doesn't know, for example, the cultural things.
Yeah.
They don't understand. Why in Gyumri they cannot wear a super short skirt? Why? It's not against them. I don't say them don't wear. I say them, it's not something usual here. So they can just come to speak with you. This is the danger. In every country it's like that. There is some cultural things, you know. So my responsibility was introducing them. There is this, this, and this. Be attentive. Or there is some problem with taxi drivers sometimes. Because, as I said, taxi drivers try to speak to our girls. I'm the one, if I'm there, to defend them. But that's my opinion. I have the responsibility to protect them. Because I know Armenian better and I know the culture better. So I can answer them without fears. For example, last time I was with my French friends. We ordered taxi. We were like 1, 2, 3, 4. The taxi came. And the man in the taxi was like, you are 4 for only one taxi, for only 500 dirham. I'm a human. He didn't know that I speak Armenian. He's starting to yell, being angry. I speak Armenian with him. I was like, why are you so angry? He's like, I'm not angry. I'm like, yes, you are. You want what? I ordered 4 different taxi for 4 different person for going in the same place. But I can't understand maybe him because maybe he's tired or I don't know. Maybe I can understand him if we were 6 and we are sitting to each other's legs. There is 4 place and we are 4. So my responsibility is to not protect, but being here for my friends who needs me.
So basically using your knowledge and your ties to Armenia to help people who are here for the first time and where it's more of a discovery process for them.
For not being traumatized or not having a bad opinion. Because a girl can say, okay, in Armenia it's not safe because a boy came and talked to me. I have to explain her, you know? The culture is different. It's a really safe country. But if there is things like that, they don't accept, but you can answer them like that. It doesn't mean that Armenia is not safe. It's safe. But like in every country, there is some problems and we can solve that problems.
And I think it's really helpful having someone who can explain to you what the culture is like. When you have an experience that is a culture shock, I think we can immediately go into generalizing about that country. But when you have someone who is more familiar with the culture and has more experience living in Armenia, and they can say, well, actually, it might be because you did this or because the way that you're acting is a little unusual. So the treatment you're getting is also unusual and you can't generalize from it. I think that knowledge is important in helping people to be more open-minded and to not make judgments that are too harsh or too unfair simply because of a lack of knowledge.
It's easy to make judges.
I think so.
It's human, having an opinion. But I'm here to give some nuances. It's important because when someone is the first time for him in Armenia, in my opinion, they have to feel comfortable. And I have to explain them. And when you know something, you're not lost anymore because you know why and what and when. You have the answer of your question. But if you're outside and someone's talking to you and you feel aggressed but you don't understand why, it's traumatizing you. If, for example, a boy came to try to talk to you and it's bother you, I don't want you to think that this traumatized me. He came to speak to me, you know. I want to explain why he came.
You were super excited to be on the podcast, and I'm noticing we spent so much time talking about Armenia. Was it a goal that you wanted to talk about the country and get more people to love Armenia, or what was the excitement about being on the podcast? Was there a certain message that you wanted the audience to receive?
Armenia as a country is a unknown country. You know?
Yeah.
It's not so famous. Yeah, when I say Armenian, they're like Albanian. But Armenia is a rich country by culture.
Yes.
By history. People. But it's too small on the map. No one knows about this country. And I'm so happy when I see some strangers coming and volunteering in Armenia. And I'm always like, how do you know about Armenia? Why do you decide to come to Armenia and not to another country? Because they can go to another country. Why Armenia? And that's why I'm like, I need to speak more about Armenia. Fantastic countries. It's unfortunately a unknown country, you know. Not a lot of people knows Armenia. And we have as an Armenians to introduce what is Armenia. To make people come and visit Armenia. Because we need. We have a huge history.
Yes. Yeah.
Present and maybe future also. My dream, when I left Armenia, I was born in Armenia. I left Armenia when I was 5 or 6.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why I'm a real highest dancer.
Yeah, that's why you say I'm calling myself a highest dancer. Yeah. You were literally born here.
If you ask me about my childhood, it's about Armenia. And my dream was one day to come back. How to come back? I have to study. But then I heard about birthright. Like, that's my opportunity. 1 year. My mom was like, 1 year, maybe 6 months. No, 1 year. If I can, even 2 years. So when I came here, and I understand that this is where I want my child to grow up. One day, I have child. I want them to grow up in Armenia. Not because French is bad. No. Really good country. My second country. The country that accepts me as I am. Gives me everything. Education. Home. House.
Yeah.
French accept me. But I'm not French. You know? When people are asking me my origins. I'm like, I'm Armenian. They are like, no, you're French Armenian. I'm not French Armenian. I'm Armenian. Maybe I have French passport. But I'm Armenian, you know, because my ancestors are from Armenia. There's no one who is French in my family. For example, my sister, she's born in France, but she will never define herself as I'm French, I'm Armenian, because we are too little, you know, for forgetting who we are. That's why Armenia, even for values, there is some values, unfortunately, in my opinion, that in Europe, there is no more. Family, respect, that's my own opinion, disappear in France, in Europe. But in Armenia, we still have that meaning of family, of religion.